This question's about the RSVP window. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I hope you're doing well. I so enjoy listening to your podcast. As someone with touches of social anxiety, it helps me so much to be able to practice situations I may face through your podcast. We were recently invited to an acquaintance wedding. We are not super close with these friends, but do enjoy their company when we get to spend time with them. They are getting married this summer. We did not receive a save the date for this wedding. We're in the process of sorting out a trip with our family that would be the weekend of the wedding that has been on the calendar for months, but is still tentative. 2 weeks ago, we received the wedding invitation with an RSVP date that is still 3 more weeks out. Last week, we got a text from the friend getting married that said, "Hey, his fiance wants to know when you are planning on sending the RSVP back." I think this is incredibly rude. I know I shouldn't assume anything, but I can't help but feel that since we are more acquaintances than close friends, they want to know as soon as possible if we aren't coming so they can invite someone else instead of us. My husband says they are probably just curious. I think that they just need to be patient until the date they set for RSVPs. What is the good etiquette here? Should we decline since we don't know right now if we can go? Although we would know by the RSVP date. What say you, my dear etiquette friends? I don't want to go to the wedding if they would rather have someone else there because it is their wedding. But I think it would be a great way for us to support them if we are able to go. I see that this is confusing. Here's a timeline. February, potential family vacation scheduled for late May. Late March, wedding invitation received with RSVP date of early May. Early April, text received asking when we are planning on RSVPing. Late May, wedding. Much appreciation. RSVP, respondez now, s'il vous plaît.
I really loved this question. I just did. I thought it was really fun to read. I love just the balancing of like, I think this is rude. I'm assuming this even though I know I shouldn't assume. My husband's
I'm on the B list. I know
curious.
I'm on
I
the
know
B
I'm
list.
I'm on the B list. Like, I have a vacation. I want to play. I got something better I could go to, frankly. Like, it's just, it's a fun one. Thank you very much, RSVP. Respondez now, s'il vous plaît, just for a delightful email. I think that this is one where I might feel just what you're feeling. I'm like, why are you nagging me about this? I have a date 3 weeks from now to get this back to you by. Like, come on. But that would prompt me to be like, you know what? Fisher cut bait. I'd rather go on the vacation anyway. I'm just going to tell them no. They get someone they're closer to at the wedding maybe. Or, but you also have to ask, like, why wasn't that person on the list first anyway? Like,
and if you wanted to go to the wedding, I wouldn't let this... I don't think this is such an egregious offense that I would let this prevent me from going and enjoying the wedding. And I hear that also here as well.
First of all, I love that the friend is saying, hey, my fiance wants
to know. Under the bus.
Right under the bus. Like, not even... We are not a united couple. My fiance and their family need to know this. Not me, man. Not me. It's great. It's priceless. So I think that when it comes to hearing that kind of an attitude too, you're dealing with people who are stressed out.
I hear this.
Like, assume their stress rather than their preference in your friendship, because what you're getting is someone who's stressed. You're not getting someone who's, you know, thinking about the list that they already prepared and made possibly A-B decisions about. And guess what? You were on the A-list. Like, that, let that be where your placement is. You received an invitation in, you know, we don't love the idea of first round and second round invitations, but they do happen, and sometimes they happen out of good practicality. But don't look for it to be there if it's probably not there. I think what you're dealing with is that you were on the A-list of invitations, and that's great, and you've got some stressed out couples trying to balance things and figure things out, and they're feeling rushed because the wedding is coming. And I would say either say we will know by the RSVP date and let them know that, and that that's when they're going to get their response from you if you want to balance it, or use it as your inspiration to, like I said, fish or cut bait on the decision and decide whether you're going to go on the vacation or go to the wedding.
Like you, I went to the place of sympathizing with the poor couple planning this wedding who are either getting too many yeses or too many noes, and are clearly
they're struggling.
The impression that's being created is that they're looking to make some decisions, or maybe the windows, the time frames that they gave themselves aren't working out exactly. I think that's the most generous thought that you can have when you're confronted with something like this. I think it also speaks to that this is kind of rude behavior.
Right.
And that it makes you – it gives the impression that someone else is under stress,
right,
or is pushing in a way that is feeling awkward to you because you are being contacted within a time frame that you think you have to reply.
They gave you an RSVP date. Like, if they needed the date to be earlier, they should have put an earlier date. If they hadn't left a date, I would not consider this rude at all because they missed a part of the invitation that would have helped them out. So now they're backtracking and having to call people and ask about the RSVP. Yes, they could wait a few more weeks to do so. But because they put an RSVP date on it, now they're doing the rude thing of jumping ahead of that. And they might be choosing to do that with acquaintances and friends and people their age because they think that might be more acceptable. But it's a really good moment for us to remind ourselves that age and commonality of peers doesn't always necessarily mean casual is okay.
And there's a reason behind doing things the way that we do things traditionally. Oftentimes, those reasons have to do with things working well. And the whole idea being that if you do that in – the whole idea being that if you do things in these ways, it communicates something about the way you're operating. And when you vary from that, you communicate something else.
So many good points that you've allowed us to discuss, RSVP, respondez now, s'il vous plaît.
And you have a lot of options in front of you in terms of how you proceed. I think that you could respond to the text with a text saying, we're still working on it. You could choose to go. You could choose not to go. We hope that whatever you choose, you enjoy your plans for late May.